Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The DH, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dan Spillner. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paquette. Norris reaches second base with a double. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norris scores. Alexander moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Kuiper scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornton. The throw from Montgomery and he is out, Remy applying the tag. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hara. The throw from Montgomery and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paquette who is chasing the ball. Norris reaches third base with a triple. Hara scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Paquette. Hargrove reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hargrove trying to get to home. Paquette throws the ball into Montgomery, who tags Hargrove, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Win Remmersval now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonds moves to third. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hara hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonds tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verizer for the out. Kuiper moves to third. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Bill Campbell now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Hargrove moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hargrove moves to third. Manning moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hara hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Remy strikes out. 1 out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Pappy now playing second base. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norris moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to third. Alexander moves to second. 2 outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norris scores. Alexander scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Watson, and towards Pappy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dell Alston now playing left field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a line drive into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hara hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. Montgomery strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Stan Pappy. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing second base. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. Alexander moves to second. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alexander moves to third. Verizer moves to second. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alston. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Indians. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field. Norris picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Norris. Rice moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 3 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.